literally, not metaphorically, Papa was a Rolling Stone. So you get it? That's, yeah, it's really happening. Yeah.
Let's see if we are going to be joined by our lovely friends, Stephen Fychick. Let's see if we can add them to the call for part two. Here we go. I found out this week that the next year there's a new Robert Anton Wilson book coming out, and been in contact with Adam Gowrightly, who has previously been on the show. He actually found it somewhere, and he will be coming on the show at some point in the next couple of months to tell us where he found it.
Very cool.
Because apparently 140 characters isn't enough space. Apparently 140 characters, i.e. on Twitter, isn't enough time to space to tell that story. So, hello.
Hi. We're just going from the club. We just got him from the club from the famous night of drinking that Swami was talking about earlier.
Well done. Well, Scottish and all, you know. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, no, we've been a wee bit busy this evening, but we're here now. Glad to be here. We've had Sean in the background. Pretty good. Are you what version of Papa was a Rolling Stone? Was that the Bob Marley reggae version? I almost thought it was going to be the karaoke version again. The Pioneers.
No, I had to.
The Pioneers were from Jamaica, obviously. So yeah, okay.
What? I enjoyed it. I'd never heard it before. But back in our youth, Spike and I saw the last tour of the original lineup of the Temptations. I believe that was 1988.
Wow.
89. And my God, but they can then boys sing. Jeezy Pete. Yeah, but they, I mean, they must have been in the 60s. I don't know about us. We were in our early 20s, and they were just unbelievable. They had the best band in the world. You know, an orchestra, basically. It was in the, have you ever been to the Hammersmith Odeon, Nick?
I don't think so.
It's quite a famous, it's now called the Apollo, I think. The Hammersmith Apollo, but perfect venue to see them. Just, you know, about 3,000 people and just like class all the way. So, sorry about that. Sorry about the late arrival. And, so what are you been? Have you talked about Buzz Aldrin? Any words been spoken about Buzz Aldrin?
That was a bit of.
How no, we fucking weird is that? Have you seen?
I did see it. Yes, Swami, did you see this?
What? What are we speaking of? Steve broke up a little bit.
Well, Mr. Buzz Aldrin, who.
Oh yeah.
We know this fella, don't we? He was evacuated from the South Pole last week.
From
Antarctica. Was it last week? What was he doing there? It's the first question, isn't it? But then the second question would be, why are you being treated by Dr. David Bowie? This is another really odd one, isn't it?
And then this tweet.
I know this is just, what do you think they've done to him? I mean, first of all, you don't get to go to the South Pole, really, do you, without one of them special gold ticket invites? And
yeah, there's pretty much got to be a reason for you to be there.
what was it you saw? Because there's talk about a pyramid.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of the pyramid at the South Pole before?
Several.
Have you? I've
only in Stargate.
Yeah, and he says there's something down there that is, it's just evil itself is the quote. So, yep. The danger is evil itself.
Yep.
Is that
that's what it's relating to. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Watch out, Dave.
Boy, does that open up a mile of speculation cable there.
Yeah, so are we thinking it's deliberate, or is Buzz really putting it down now? Given his dubious background, we kind of wonder, don't we?
Well, you got to.
Yeah, but then,
first
but
off,
then he's
can
also,
anybody make money off of this? Not really.
Go on, Nick.
Remember, he was talking about a few years ago the monolith on Demos, though, wasn't he? Pretty much every time he got a chance to be on telly, he was saying about this Mars moon with a monolith on it.
Oh yeah,
right.
So you know, even though he may or may not be being truthful about his moon missions, who's to say?
Right.
I would like to just, you know, go back and what the fuck was he doing in South Pole?
As John Kerry was there, you know, so yeah, our Secretary of State was down there.
The same trip, was it?
No.
Yeah, I thought he was there when the election was on.
Yeah.
So there must be. They must be chipping them
Obama's out. Been so down there too.
Because don't forget, it's high summer. It's nearly solstice. It's nearly a whole day of daylight down there. In a couple of weeks, it will be completely
But it's still
it's the best time to go,
and
really.
It's still minus 28. Barney, minus 28.
Isn't that right?
Winnipeg is almost as cold as Antarctica at the moment.
Well, I heard on the news bong that there's some town in Wyoming's colder than the North Pole. Is that true?
Yep. North Dakota and Wyoming are 25 degrees colder than the North Pole.
It's freaking tropical over here, isn't it, Nick? At the moment.
Our friend the Polar Vortex is back to visit.
I see. He's a canny one, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Spinning around, causing all sorts of freezing coldness. I mean, this Buzz Aldrin thing is just so weird as well. John Glenn died like the other day as well, didn't he? All the astronauts are suddenly like either going to Lally or being killed.
On the same day as Greg Lake as well.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, who said there'd be snow? Another one who died of cancer at 69.
For anyone unfamiliar, Greg Lake was in Emerson, Lake, and Palmer. You may remember them from the 70s, one of the first super groups. But yes, he passed away this week.
Yeah, sadly missed. He's got a Christmas tune that he brings out, and it's kind of a sort of traditional, almost a carol type song. A carol rock song, if you will. Bit quite likes it, so I won't slag it off too much, but I find it very nauseating when I hear it. It's going, God, another one of these songs just sends the shiver off. And it's just churned out. Fi and I were in town today, and I was just in a shop for the first time, a store, a card store, if you will, and they were... All the good ones were there, weren't they? Just giving it a blast. And realising it's that time of year.
We were in town as well.
We were in
Hull. Sort of the lanes. And There's a shop in one of the vape shops in town that is selling the CBD cream and tincture.
Oh, really? Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, I spoke to Kirkling last week about business is booming for Carline because everybody else has been shut down. She's saying it's quite extraordinary. She's quite sad about it, but obviously she's not saying no to the spondoolies that are rolling into her bank account.
Right.
And I'll talk to you about her later. Sorry. She's all good. So, hi.
Howdy.
Howdy.
Hey, there she is.
Been enjoying listening to you this evening.
Wow. Why? Are you that bored?
Did
we were doing some chores that we had to do.
I'd be glad to be bored right now.
Being bored would be heaven right now.
Yeah.
We're just top heavy.
Did you manage to catch? Did you manage to catch yesterday's UK column? With
Vanessa, not
that's from Syria.
Yeah, you'll enjoy that.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I haven't managed to listen to that yet.
She joins, doesn't she, via Skype?
Brilliant. Yep. Well, we know she's on the right track. I just cringe every time I hear the words Syrian Observatory for Human Rights have reported that blah, 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 blah. Or, you know, they'll have a report and it'll go, they'll say this, that, and the other is happening. Say the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. Now, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, if I can just get this piece of paper here a minute, is run by a man who served 3 prison sentences in Syria. He moved over to Great Britain. His name was Osama Ali Suleiman, but he's now changed his name to Rami Abdulrahman, and he is running the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights from his home in, is it Peterborough? Or where is it? Somewhere like that. Just like a small, Coventry, sorry, it's Coventry he's running it from. And there's quite an interesting piece on YouTube of an RT reporter trying to catch up with this elusive gentleman who the BBC keep quoting as being a reliable source for information from Syria. Yet, as I've stated, it's a man working from his house in Coventry who served 3 prison sentences in Syria, has changed his name, and has suddenly got enough money to be running this whole thing with people in Syria. And, you know, if that doesn't smack of money from an outside source to push some, you know, to put out information which is perhaps not as well sourced as it should be.
You are so generous.
Yeah. Perhaps just...
You need fake news?
That's exactly what I'm saying. And yet the BBC seem to think that it's okay to quote the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights as a reliable source. Sorry, but that doesn't really sound very reliable to me.
Not at all. I did have to laugh this week because I was being subjected at what to BBC radio once again against my will. And the I think it was Wednesday or Tuesday, Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Like I scream and shout and really make a big scene about having Jeremy Vine on because I really, really cannot bear that guy sort of thing. And fortunately, my co-workers agree with me sort of thing. So it goes off or goes on to another channel for the duration of the Jeremy Vine show. But the news report prior to him coming on was about Aleppo being free.
Being
liberated,
liberated by they're saying that the what is it they're calling them? They're not calling them terrorists and ISIS, they're saying it's rebels. That's it, the rebels
the moderate rebels.
But that was the headline story. And then the next story after that was Theresa May is announcing policies as regarding websites that put out fake news.
Yeah.
And I just went, irony. Fucking got to be joking. I really wish I'd sort of had that on tape and like could, you know, play it as a clip, because it is. It's, you couldn't make it up.
Yeah.
It was a fabulous bit of synchronicity.
That's what we were sort of discussing earlier in the show, how this it's creating cognitive dissonance where it's shouting out about fake news while presenting fake news to you at the same time. It's just crazy, isn't it? Absolutely crazy that this is. The shambles that the mainstream has got itself into by So did you hear that Fox 20th Century Fox have bid to buy Sky?
Really? Say that again?
21st Century Fox.
That's the same people.
20th Century Fox. Here?
That's both Murdoch. Fox is Murdoch.
That's fair.
Was he going to buy it off himself?
Is Fox part of...
let me put this money in this pocket now.
That's Murdoch.
That's still Murdoch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Right. That's part of News Corp. Is it not? Please correct me if I'm wrong.
Well, maybe he's just transferring funds.
Yeah.
Mm. For another big takeover.
Yeah, they'll be all registered differently, won't they? So, or maybe the merge,
same guy. It's the same. Murdoch founded 20th Century Fox. Maybe he doesn't own them now. But he definitely Fox News and all that. So they're buying it off themselves. That is just that's a fucking money laundering deal, isn't it, right there for white helmet fucking money. And you know, Soros and all that. Where are they getting these? You know, where are the accounts going to add up to these guns they've been supplying these rioters with? And you know, the white helmets. Who's paying for their helmets? Are they just buying the old ones and painting them white?
And also, where the fuck are the white helmets?
Well,
have we heard any of that on any of them helping people out of Aleppo?
Do you know what? I had a flashback just then.
Talking about them for some weeks.
Yeah, they've gone a bit quiet about them now, haven't they?
They've outlived their purpose.
Yeah, maybe they're the black helmets now. Slipped into the.
They'll be rebranded, and you know you'll see them as something else.
Yeah. I just had
different hand puppet.
My childhood, actually, the white helmets when I was a kid were the Royal Marines motorcycle display team.
Yes,
that's right.
Yeah, they used to go in a pyramid and all that, and you know, set themselves on fire and
jump through hoops. Yeah.
Not one dude did. The clown guy used to set himself on fire and. They'd run after the motorbike after them with water and put them out.
Okay.
Thankfully.
Well, I did find them when I was doing a bit of research on the white helmets last week. Because I found one of Clinton's emails where she's in 2009 talking about helping the white helmets then. So, I think that there's a UN humanitarian. Interestingly, there's a UN humanitarian team called the White Helmets, sort of based in sort of Argentina, South America based. But that's interesting that this new White Helmet. And just let me join this call again. Here we go.
We're floating around. And he's back.
Hooray!
We're back.
Thank God.
What happened there?
We thought we'd gone to the Antarctic then.
Yeah. We thought we'd be buzzed.
Yeah.
I'm done with the court.
Stuck in Lake Vostok.
That is still blowing my mind, that whole thing.
What, the buzz story?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's fucking...
That is so weird.
F in the A for sure. For sure.
Does it mention in any of the reports what he was doing there, though?
No.
Oh, I think he was there as an ambassador. Some capacity as an ambassador. But for what, I couldn't tell you.
The Russian head church guy, he went down there too.
Oh my god, it gets weird.
Kirill! Yeah. That's his name. Kirill. The one that was in the UK not long ago. Had a little tea with the Queen or whatever. And yeah.
Well, I think Jagger will be down there.
What with his newborn?
Yeah. She's going to give birth down there.
Well, just some wee mucklucks. That's all we need. Come on.
Yeah, so that is... that's quite weird.
Yeah, what, back to the Fox News thing.
News, the Fox 2020 Fox.
Yeah.
Because... you don't get on the executive committee without being a Murdoch, basically, unless your name's Chip Smith. Larkin, James, and old Bobby himself are the big players there on that team. So they're going to buy their own company and do what with it exactly? Merge it. So it's 21st century Sky Fox.
There you go.
That's one of my tunes.
Robots.
One of my tunes is called 21st Century Sky.
Well done.
I could sell it to him for millions. Are you still there? Is the call gone again? Hello.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Stephen Fry seemed to have. Nope, they didn't disappear. They only dissolved.
Oh, like an Alka-Seltzer, like the Twin Towers.
We just moved away from the mic. As it's kind of end of the year, it's getting near that time, isn't it? One of the websites I've been plagiarizing for news bongs has been not a lot of people know that, and we've mentioned it many times because it's a fabulous climate change debunking site, and it's well worth a perusal. And just to sort of say, if anybody does sort of go there, they're looking for a little bit of funding because this time of year. As it says in the blog, many thanks to those who have donated in the past year, but as Big Oil has forgotten to send their check again, I'm forced to pass the hat around again. So if you want to go there and donate a couple of bucks to them, they'd be most grateful for that, and they do a sterling job, because if you want to know some good old facts, they're in there, and they're very thorough. They're up there with UK Column and 21st Century Wire and all our other babes.
Mm-hmm.
So if you wouldn't mind just giving them a couple of quid or a couple of dollars, if you can afford it for Christmas, that would be, I'm sure they'd appreciate that, because we have certainly benefited from finding these guys this year.
Yeah, instead of buying that stupid thing in a shop
that bat on
that costs
sweater.
$2.99.
Yeah.
You don't need that.
Yeah.
You really don't. a lot of things as well that are, because he says on there that his Big Oil have forgotten to send their check. Well, that's often thrown at anything which is saying we disagree with what the mainstream are putting out about global warming or anthropomorphic climate change. It's always labelled on them, oh, they're being funded by the oil companies. They've sold out and they're being paid by the oil companies. Well, there we go. He is most definitely, or she is most definitely not. So that's it. And also, I don't think that, what's his name? The guy who used to be on
Ian Crane. Ian Crane used to work for the oil company, so, you know. But he is like a reformed character, as it were, in that he's now championing fracking courses and, calling out the powers that be.
He does some interesting stuff. Yeah.
Whilst trying to charge oil prices for his talks and his DVDs.
And
well, get it while it lasts, I guess.
He's got a few things have got my back up about him, but anyway, he does do some.
Many friends of the show have let slip to us in private that whenever they do stuff with Ian Crane, you know he's getting 90% and you're the 1%. I'll try and find an impression. It's a Bella Occupy. If you recognise that impression.
We are the 1%. Before we were talking about laundering money, like with the Fox News moving from, for Fox News buying
21st
century Fox.
21st century Fox.
Sky
are buying 21st century, right.
No, okay. 21st is buying Sky.
No, the other way around.
Yeah. Guys, by
I was looking at it from the other side.
What color is the sky in your world, Swami?
I thought you were going to say they were buying 21st century wire for a minute.
I know, I was going to say. Well, they probably fucking would try, wouldn't they? Patrick would just come to that meeting with a fucking shot, with a pump action, wouldn't he? And go, no. Name replies. That'd be good. I'd like to see Patrick. Bobby taking each other on. Oh, Rupert rather.
Rupert the bear.
Rips. Rips and Pat. Fucking shooting shit. That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Fantastic, Mr. Fox and Patrick.
with Jerry Hall just standing there, sort of motionless with a tray of drinks.
Yeah. Like Jessica Rabbit. But just we were talking there about laundering money, and it just sort of sprung into my mind something I'd heard about. In fact, it might have been, no, it wasn't Patrick Henderson. It was the guy on UK Column.
Mike,
good old Mike.
All the personality of a fever blister.
I know, and I love that. I think that's great because he's not in it for the money or the ego. He just has some great information.
He's a great researcher.
Good chef. Yeah. Very good. Yeah. Very good. And actually a really lovely guy. And that's the trouble these days. We're all so sort of programmed to accept information from people who give it in a kind of newsworthy way. And they're all sort of, pushing it like that. And Mike really isn't anything like that. I don't think Patrick Peterson is either. Because Patrick Henningsen actually has a very kind of monotone kind of, he's quite low bass voice, isn't he? So you have to really want to hear the information, and he does have really good information. So I would really encourage people to stay with his things.
And it's delivered in discourse, not in soundbite. There's a difference between people who present in soundbite and those who present in hour-long format or something like that, there's a world of difference there.
Yeah, it's the difference between watching adverts and reading a novel, isn't it? That difference. But anyway, so I heard Mike one day.
He was very animated.
At the conference.
Said nothing. I had a conversation with the last kid. Hi, Mike. Glad to meet you. Thanks. That was it.
Well, no, he thanked you.
He shook my hand with a hearty,
and he had a good handshake. Good,
firm,
that's
manly
all
handshake.
You need. That's
no,
all
he was
you
talking.
Need.
He was talking to someone else, and I just sort of said, "Oh, do you mind?" I just
he didn't shake your well. Hand like a ballerina,
no,
or
I didn't
put his thumb in any direction.
I didn't
pause
him on my other. I just went.
Well, no, yeah.
There was babes like Sarah Billy sort of behind him, so it was like...
So you wanted to get to Sarah. Yeah. Not Sarah, Vanessa.
Vanessa, fuck, sake, keep calling her.
No.
Sorry.
Vanessa.
Sorry, Miss Beauty.
Anyway, let me get my point.
Yeah, laundering money.
So, laundering money thing. So in Syria, so all you have to do is you put your... men in with, because you all say you're already training ISIS or something like that, so you put man as who's already been trained by you as well, has been captured by the so-called baddies, and then you pay a ransom to get him for them to not chop his head off,
right.
And that's a way of laundering money, because then you're just giving money to the people who you want to give it to in the first place. Right. But it's, it's laundered. It just goes.
Look at you.
And you get your man back.
Right.
So.
Win-win.
Win-win. Yeah. That was to do with an article that was happening where. They were trying to get money for social
money up
so-called
from a legit source.
Like they had look, we've captured this person, we've kidnapped them, and you want them back, it's going to cost you this much.
Why do you think that the sort of weekly, a couple of years ago it was like weekly ISIS were beheading some sort of Westerner. Why do you think that has that stopped, or has it just the media just been quiet on it because of the West sort of funding through al-Nusra and people and ISIS? So do you think that the onus, focus has been taken off ISIS like that? Because as we were just saying in the last hour, since Aleppo has been pretty much liberated, the focus now, or that it was just in the news today that ISIS have gone back to Palmyra. So, whilst the focus was on Aleppo, you heard nothing sort of bad about ISIS in general, really, on the mainstream media, did you? So has one thing stopped, or has it just been going on and not reported? Focus has been, the attention has been drawn elsewhere, and now the attention needs to be drawn back, even though. The idea of attention being put on the ISIS is again being these baddies, which obviously the terrorists. Right. But
best boogeyman money can buy.
Our governments are actively funding these groups, whether it's like directly or through sub groups.
It could be because of the work that Vanessa has been doing in showing that the white helmets are also linked with ISIS and beheadings, and showing the exact faces of people involved in beheadings, also wearing white helmet uniforms. I know.
Yeah, I know.
Child.
I was
a child. You just can't make light of something like that. It's just the most appalling thing. I mean, bloody Buzz Aldrin might have seen complete evil in the South Pole, but you can't tell me that isn't complete evil.
Yeah. It's also in the Middle East, Buzz. You don't have to freeze your ass off.
Yeah, you don't have to go all the way to. in North Pole. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just about to say exactly the same thing. I think they've been rumbled on that story for now, so I think so move it elsewhere, like Palmyra, like you're saying, Nick, it's probably like next, you know, the next little thing they've got set up is ready to be rolled out, so next year.
Well, it's funny because I just found an old newspaper article which I had kept years and years and years ago when the Yugoslavia conflict was going on, and it was talking about basically what was going on in Yugoslavia in the 90s. Was it the 90s? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you can't help but I'm going to look more closely at it because obviously I didn't have time. I just quickly skimmed it, but I wouldn't be surprised if there are echoes of what are going on now in the
Syria.
Eastern countries, and just all the Arab countries, you know, not all the Arab countries, but the Arab countries that have faced regime change, you know, and this kind of thing, that exactly the same sort of tactics are being used. Because the guy who set up the White Helmets, he's SAS trained, isn't he? Mm-hmm. What's his name? He's got like a French sounding name. Can anyone remember
James
it?
Le Mesier,
that's it. He's also linked to Whitewater, I think, is it?
Really?
yeah.
He gets around.
No, yeah. So he's a
merchant. In more places.
His tentacles are far-reaching.
Yeah. He's a mercenary, and he's training. And also, one of the heads of the White Helmets, whose name I can't recall, but he was expelled from, deported from America after being held at one of their military bases. He wasn't allowed in. He was sent out of the country, not allowed back, because he was considered too much of a security risk, was it? He's on their kind of...
Mm-hmm. He's on a list, yeah.
He was known to support terrorist groups like ISIS.
Right.
That's why they didn't let him in.
Right. And yet he was, the British Foreign Office were organising photo calls for him with the London Fire Brigade, promoting the fact that the London Fire Brigade were donating equipment for the White Helmets. And so, you know, this was all done through the British Foreign Office, which, you know, that is just appalling, isn't it?
Like, if
why a journalist?
If you think about that, right?
Talking about
because the
sorry, say again?
Because they're not looking at that story, are they? They're being presented with a story and they're taking it at face value. That's what it is. But if you take that situation of this photo shoot with, you know. Obviously, maybe meaning well-meaning fundraising for what these people may think is a legitimate cause. You know, we're not saying that all those parties are aware of the White Helmets' remit and your links, but that situation is, if you think about it, in relation to 7/7 and the nurturing and using of Islamic fundamentalists.
Proxies.
So here in this situation, they're openly welcoming with open arms this guy who is being is being presented as one thing without the full background in. So the, you know, I'm sure that the Foreign Office would know that guy's views on everything. So
Mike had already had a conversation.
It's very easy to it's very easy to then backtrack to before you know, sort of 2004, 2005 where they're using Islamic fundamentalists whether it's by infiltrating their groups and setting up the operations for them to carry out, or to surreptitiously bring them into the fold, tell them one thing and then use them in a completely different way.
Right.
So, you know, it's just so blatant that now, you know, they don't care that the full information is out there because it's only been funneled through a very tiny proportion of the media outlets, whereas and it's been covered over by the myriad of mainstream's fake news, like I've got the image of you know, like an icing piper for a cake, and that through the nozzle all this fake news is just being pushed out.
To cover the substance below. It's like the any journalists who do try and push any further are just not allowed to have that information go through. So even if there are journalists trying to bring some kind of sense out of all the nonsense that's going on, it just won't happen. I mean, as UK Column have reported, they have had mainstream journalists approaching them, and they have met with people and spoken to them, and the mainstream journalists have gone away and tried to present certain information and then come back to them and said, you are right, you are correct, UK Column, because once we tried to push a bit further with this, we had people knocking at our door. We had police knocking at our door telling us that, you know, I don't know what the threats were, but anyway, there was things were happening which meant that they couldn't go ahead with presenting the information any further. I think a lot of that information is to do with a lot of the child abuse stuff which is going on. And so on that note, I'm going to encourage people to go and watch the video presentation or the audio presentation that the UK Column have done with the Doherty family, the mother and father, Mr. and Mrs. Doherty, talking about how their children were taken from them after a sequence of events occurred, after they reported a gentleman had offered them, I think it was £25,000 to have access to their disabled child for abuse purposes. And of course, they were abhorred at this, and they started to get the ball rolling to expose what was, or not expose, but
could you spell their last name for us?
I don't know if I can, but D O no no D O C H E R T Y, I think. Doherty.
Because that's one of those ones that could go a number of different ways, and
it's Irish, so yeah.
Sniff it up real quick.
Yeah,
D O C H E R T Y.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah. So I'd encourage people to go and have a look at the videos that are up of the interview that the Doherty family have done, because it's just mind-blowing when you see what's happening. And then that's when you realise why the journalists who are trying to expose what's going on cannot expose what's going on. So, or not that they cannot, they try, but they're thwarted when it comes to the poignant information. So the more people watch the kind of thing and share it with friends and talk about it with friends and let people know, then they won't be able to hide it. You know, it's out there. Very important, just to get it out there. That's the only safety valve that any of us have, is to get the information out there. Because I think it was Dr. Judy Wood who said that dead men take their secrets with them, which is why she just wrote everything down and just put everything out there straight away on her website. She didn't keep any secrets about anything.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I put a Christmas top 10 of independent artists who could instead of buying loads of shite, you could just buy their books and things. Judy Wood.
Brilliant idea.
Judy Wood was one of them.
Cool.
As well as like Thomas's new calendar. And
brilliant, yeah. Neil Sanders.
A couple of kids' books by a couple of friends of mine. Neil.
Dan.
Unfortunately, didn't make the list there. Dan's artwork, yes. He was linked to that. Freeman's whole shop.
Well, I'm. Right. I'm going to direct people to Neil Sanders now, then, as soon as you haven't put it on your list.
Okay.
Yeah, Have we time left?
Yeah, Neil Sanders' work. Yeah, we've still got another 13 minutes. We started a bit late, didn't we, so?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's right.
So we didn't miss too much.
You're waiting for us.
I think we... Didn't
nothing really of any substance. Don't worry about it. You know how it is.
We didn't really start listening until you must have been about halfway through, I think, by the time we started.
Well, it was only when we realised the time that we put the show on.
Yeah.
And we thought, God. Is that the time? Busy day.
Yeah, we can't get the staff these days, Swami.
Yeah. Prima donna. Whatever we like.
So, have you heard a lot of climate change agenda being pushed this week?
Well, they did kind of mention.
Did we talk about it last week about Trump is saying about, you know, Trump and his climate change stuff? I don't know if we talked about that last week. Because one of his children, I don't know if, excuse me, son or daughter, is, I think she's kind of on board with the climate change thing. So it kind of goes against the grain of what he's sort of promoting, which incidentally, I will say, it does not correlate with my views on climate change at all. That is the climate change. Man-made climate change is a fake, not a fake, but is, well, yeah, it is a fake, but it's
fake news.
It's not as reported. But, you know, everything that he says about it, I just think, oh, God, you're just trying to muddy the waters, aren't you? You're just trying to make anyone who wants to have a sensible discussion about this look stupid. And then, of course, and then one of his siblings is into the idea of, we're all destroying the earth, blah, 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 through driving cars and causing CO2 and all that.
He's obviously watched The Inconvenient Truth and taken it to heart.
And inconveniently believed it. Have you seen any royal news this week, Nick, over here?
Yes,
Prince Andrew.
I saw that there was some wrangling between Prince Andrew and Charles, but he's not.
Are they going to arm wrestle or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, apparently, Beatrice are going to get their funding cut, aren't they? Because they're not really princesses or duchesses or anything of the kind. And Andy is worried about his offspring, maybe commoners. And he fucking said that. He fucking said that on the news. Like, I can't be having it that my grandchildren will be commoners.
Wow.
Hey, fucking pedophile fucker. How dare you? Yeah, it's, I don't know if that was a ramp up to, you know, the Massey story.
Are they going with that the true prince and princesses are through the firstborn's line then? Is that what the deal is?
Yeah, pretty much. Is that why
Princess Anne's kids haven't got titles?
Yeah, because they haven't got any right to any titles. They've got loads of dosh, but no title, and so I'd be happy with that. I'm fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
You can keep your title, man.
Fuck being a prince.
But it's a business sort of statement saying that, you know, they're not going to get protected and all the rest of it. Like, you know, any sort of normal... Sorry if I checks in the way of the back. Any normal royal... They could be kidnapped and what have you.
I did notice that he kept mentioning members of the royal family, but members of the royal family was all in capitals. And I was like thinking, is that like a business?
Yeah, totally is a business. Now
that's the corporation right there.
That's what I just said. It's a business sort of thing. You know, their corporations won't be of royal charter. They won't be like, you know, privy. This is the offspring. Their offspring. Because they're all right. These two are all right sort of thing. But it's their offspring that are going to be sort of have this sort of commoner thing about them. So they won't get the tax breaks, they won't get the fucking to live in the, you know, the gaffs and all that sort of thing. They probably will, but just on the tax return, they'll have to pay what you and I would have to pay sort of thing. You know, they'll have a national insurance number that doesn't have a little crown next to it sort of thing. They'll fucking be like, not that they're going to be, you know, they're just going to be like super rich people. They're not going to be like, you know, privileged royalty sort of thing. That's what he was getting at. And I just thought, you're thinking about this, aren't you, mate? You're thinking this is going to make you look stupid. And I thought, forget all the fucking paedophile parties he's been to with his buddies and all the rest of it and all the, you know, but he's worried about his grand.
Do you think that his name is somewhere within the Podesta, like Epstein, Clinton email scandal?
He's been linked. He's been linked to these chaps. Who was the? Named them in court? Was it Epstein?
Yeah, one of the girls.
Jeffrey
Epstein.
One
of the girls came out about Andrew. One of the girls who was,
there. That's now been taken care of because of this fucking Snoopers charter thing that came out along with the News of the World hacking stories that gave the royals an extra layer of protection, which again, Andrew's sort of like, you know, protesting that his grandchildren aren't going to get sort of thing. And they might hear stuff from their mummies and daddies about granddad sort of thing, and they might sort of...
they'll be allowed to talk about
Well, we're a bit skint, granddad. You know what I'm saying? These guys are offering us this much.
Yes.
And protection. Yes, indeed. Sticky times. Sticky times. So, that's my two pennies worth for the week, anyway.
Well done!
So, well done, Andy.
So, we're coming up to the end of the show. What kind of tune do you want to end on? I've got some Rolling Stones here, but I think we may have played those last week. This is David Bowie. Should in light of Dr. David Bowie, do you want a Bowie tune?
There's always room for Bowie, isn't there? There's always room for Jell-O.
Ashes to Ashes.
Ashes to Ashes is always... There's always room for that one.
Okay. Right, we'll end on that. And so next week will be the last one before the end of the year, yeah?
Well, the end of this tumultuous year. So
Christmas is in... Yeah.
If it's you can't do a review show this year because this year has been too fucked up to do. Review.
Yeah, really. You'd have to have a microscope to get down into all the crap.
We'll do something. We will. We might do a
cocktail now. Well, we can maybe do. Yeah. I say this every year, but I was thinking about doing because it's been quite ridiculous this year. I'm sure no one's going to disagree with that statement. It's definitely been the year of the.
Maybe we should just record that and put it out as a recorded show because I think I quite like the idea of coming round to yours and recording a show. Some cocktails. So anyway, we'll be back next week. Here is Ashes to Ashes by David Bowie. Have a good
cheers,
day,
people.
Folks.
Keep warm, keep warm, keep safe.
Ashes to ash and fuck to fuck it.